The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ireland is on course yet again for another record tax year, and this comes despite the threat of American tariffs. The latest Exchequer returns show tax receipts for the year to the end of July came to $58 billion. This strong outturn was again driven by corporation tax receipts, which came to $1.2 billion in July. Now, joining me to talk about this further is economics lecturer from the Technical University Dublin, Emma Howard. Emma, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, can we find out exactly where this money is coming from? How much of it is VAT? How much of it is income tax? How much of it might be excise? How much of it is corporation tax?
Yeah, we've got a good breakdown from the figures released by the government yesterday. So as you mentioned, 90% of government revenue comes from three different sources. So income tax, VAT receipts and corporation tax. And what we see in the figures is that if you look at income tax, that's up about 4% compared to this time last year. And that's primarily driven by a very strong labour market and a strong economy. And also, we know that we're seeing increases in wages, in real wages this year. So employees are being compensated for that high inflation rate that we've experienced over the last couple of years. We also see an increase in VAT receipts of 5% up on last year, although this is actually a little bit lower than expected because a lot of companies filed their VAT receipts in July. So we would have expected that to be a little bit higher. And that perhaps indicates some of the consumer sentiment turning and people delaying their consumption decisions because of that uncertainty that you mentioned in relation to tariffs. As you said, the biggest increase we see is in corporation tax receipts, which continue to be increasing, and we see a 14% increase on this time last year. Now, included in that is some of the money that we got because of the European Court ruling on Apple. So if we were to remove that excess or that amount that we got in back taxes, that reduces that increase in corporation tax to about 7.5%. But we still see overall, as you say, we're up 11% on government revenue overall compared to this time last year.
How realistic are the government about the potential goose that's laying these golden tax eggs, perhaps it being killed by Donald Trump?
Yeah, I mean, at the other side of that, as you say, you know, the government do need to be realistic. And what we have seen is the government operating what we would call a pro-cyclical fiscal policy. In other words, the government, we have had a strong economy over the past couple of years. And what we've seen is rather than reducing spending and trying to smooth the economic cycle, we've seen the opposite. We've seen government pumping money into a strong economy, which we know has contributed to inflation and risks overheating the economy.
So how, just explain how the government is doing that. I mean, if you're spending on infrastructure, that probably, although if there's a shortage of labour, it's going to hike up prices, but it's generally regarded as a good thing to do something like that. Is it their current expenditure where they're sinning?
Exactly, Pat. And as you rightly mentioned, you know, infrastructure is very poor in Ireland. So, you know, we know that our infrastructure lags behind comparable economies. You know, the recent IMF report showed that we have a physical infrastructure gap of about 32% relative to economies that we should be in line with. And even the infrastructure we have, there's a quality gap there of 27%. So infrastructure spending is much needed. But what we're seeing is that current expenditure of government is increasing year on year. And that's something else that came out in those figures yesterday. So the government spending is up 8.6% on this time last year. And what that means is that, again, if you remove that one-off corporation tax that they received because of those European court rulings, what you're seeing is a reduction in the government surplus of $2.5 billion from last year. So they are pumping money into the economy in terms of current expenditure, but also they're continuing to underestimate the required spending year on year in their budget. And we saw this in the summer economic statement. So they did put in an upward revision. So in the summer economic statement, they revised their spending plans, and they were saying they're now going to spend 3.3 billion more this year than they originally outlined in the budget.
So who are the culprits? Because every department puts in its bid at budget time, it gets an allocation. It may not be what it wants, but it'll be told, that's what you've got, stay within your budget. Clearly, some departments have not stayed within budget. Which ones are they?
Yeah, I think we see it every single year. I think of the last 10 years, I think about 9 of those 10 years, the health budget has overran. So when you talk about culprits, I suppose, you know, that's one way to look at it. But another way is that continually the government is failing to adequately plan for the requirements of those departments year on year. So, you know, an overrun one year, you could say it's because the department is overspending. Overruns continually year on year means the government is failing to plan and failing to adequately provide in the budget each year the amount that's required to, you know, to continue providing the level of services. And
okay.
Of course,
Emma, you've got ministers coming and going. You have a new minister for health, and you had Stephen Donnelly, the last one, and so on. The permanent civil service, the Department of Health and the HSE, these are the people who actually run the show. Ministers are political voices. They can make some key decisions in terms of strategy and so on going forward. But the people who are providing these numbers are the permanent people.
Well, I think that the permanent people are the ones who are, you know, doing the day-to-day running of the departments. But, you know, the allocation in the budget is what's decided, you know, between the coalition partners and between, you know, the Minister for Finance and Expenditure and Public Reform. So, you know, those allocations, I think, need to be properly planned in advance. And what we're seeing is that year on year, those overruns are adding to higher spending than planned year on year, but also each year the government is increasing spending over and above what we would consider to be a sustainable level, and what they themselves had set as a sustainable level of core expenditure increases. So, you know, the 5% rule that they agreed to back in 2021 has been broken every single year since they implemented it. And we know that increase in spending in an economy that is already strong and is experiencing economic growth is in fact adding to inflation and resulting in higher costs for consumers.
So we cannot really expect them to change their spots and behave in a wise fashion. They will continue to spend.
So that's certainly the indications. Now, what we did see when they released the summary economic statement is that they, you know, for some reason that didn't make much sense at the time, they had released that statement assuming there would be zero tariffs on exports to the US. We now have a 15% tariff that's coming into play from today. And what they had indicated is that they would reduce spending if there was to be a negative impact on the economy as a result of these tariffs. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, you know, really what we should be seeing is that if we go into a downturn, if we have negative consequences on the economy, that's when the government should be increasing in spending to try and support those businesses and households that might be impacted by these tariffs.
Emma Howard, who's an economics lecturer from the Technical University Dublin. Emma Howard, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talks Summer Cash Machine.
As you may know, we've upped the ante this week, so it's just one day to go to the biggest cash prize ever on Irish radio, €255,000. It's a massive sum, truly life-changing amount of money for a guaranteed winner tomorrow. To enter, text PLAY to 57557 before 3 tomorrow, or alternatively online by visiting newstalk.com/cashmachine. There you'll find our terms and conditions. Over 18s only, you're playing across the GoLad network of stations. The cost, €2.50 plus any network charges. After 3 tomorrow, we randomly make a call. If it's to you, please answer within 5 rings. Please tell us the correct number, and then we'll be pleased to give you the money. If you don't answer, of course, we keep calling until we find that guaranteed winner. The amount again, €255,000, and it's tax-free. Text PLAY to 57557. Why doesn't the government use the rainy day fund to build blocks of apartments to rent to working people at a fair rent, and then that money could return to the rainy day fund? Therefore, the government invests in the property market instead of asking foreign funds to do it, and the rainy day fund will be reimbursed with interest over the years to come. That sounds like very common sense, Laura. No sign of them doing it, though. I don't think they want to become property developers for some reason. They figure some of their pals maybe are better at doing that kind of thing.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.